Today, the workshop presents The City Wears a Slouch Hat by Kenneth Patchen. The score is for Sound Orchestra by John Cage. The City Wears a Slouch Hat.
It's beginning to rain a little. We'll just move back here into this doorway. There. That's better.
But honest, kid, I didn't mean to say it.
You and your apologies, boy. How come every time we get to Mother's, you have to start again?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Say, buddy, you got something to spare a fella? I ain't eaten since yesterday.
Sure. Here.
Thanks. I hate to bother, but I...
Say, let's have a look.
It's just a pile of old rags in the alley.
Can't be too careful around these old buildings.
Yeah. Say, that rain's really beginning to come down. I'm going to duck back under this awning.
And a dozen oranges.
Mm-hmm. These are the navel.
I want them for juice.
Oh, a dozen, you say?
Yes. And I want a bunch of celery. 3 pounds of your best tomatoes.
We'd better find another spot. This looks well out of the weather.
Pick 'em up, Jack.
They're up.
Fork over.
Here we are. My wallet. My wristwatch.
Now, don't try anything fancy. I'd as soon plug you as breathe.
I bet you would. Here. I think that's all.
You're a smart fella.
Well, he's seen you.
Just a minute. You won't have any use for the cards and the photograph in my wallet. Return them to me, please.
Okay. I've got no use for them. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Good night.
So long.
Hey, whose picture you got there? Your wife? Maybe your mother, huh?
No.
Okay, bud, keep your little secret.
It's no secret. It's your picture.
What? Say, what are you handing me?
Here, look for yourself.
Geez. Hey, look, I here, take your money. I don't want to get mixed up in nothing like that.
Like what? Don't be a fool. I can't stand all night here in the rain talking to you. Good night.
But I don't want...
I can't help what you want. That wind's beginning to go right through me. What I need's a little good cheer.
Yes, sir.
Nice crowd tonight.
Pretty good.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Wait, I'll take my cigarettes out of the coat first.
Here's your check, sir.
Thank you.
Evening. Table?
No, I'll just stand here.
What did you have?
Oh, let's see. Give me a bit of that.
This, sir?
That's right. Go easy on the lemon.
Well, that nanny goat couldn't win a race if they put snowshoes on the other team.
Have it your way.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a little lady.
I don't care much for her voice.
Paper, mister?
No, I don't want a paper.
Here, give me one. Here you are. Now, Ed, you know as well as I do that a thing like that can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but I still think you could make something out of it. Why, that was lucky.
That sounds like it might be interesting. We'll see.
A dog, maybe, but not a horse.
What's the matter with a horse?
There ain't nothing the matter with a horse. But if it was a dog, I'd feel a lot better.
Okay, you'd feel better. But that horse ain't a dog. Nick, go ahead. Bite your own first. What's Ida think?
What's Ida think? What do you think she thinks? There we are in the kitchen, playing cards with the neighbors in the front room. It don't make no difference to him. He'll just mosey in and start talking.
What's he say?
What's he say? What don't he say? That horse just pops out with the first thing that comes in his head.
And I still think you could make something out of him.
Oh, well, they walk too fast. It might be nice to stroll along the river for a bit. I can't get much wetter.
Huh?
I just said I couldn't get much wetter.
Oh, that's all right.
Good of you to say so. What are you doing sitting down here in the rain?
Oh, just listening to the boats.
It's nice, all right.
You ever been up in an airplane?
Yes, several times. Why?
I always wanted to see what things looked like from up there. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
You ever been in Meliburg?
Where's Meliburg?
I'm not just sure. I think it's somewhere along the Dan.
The Dan? What's the Dan?
Oh, it's a lake near Blodgett City, up near the border.
Well, I hope you get your wish.
What wish?
To go up in a plane.
Yeah, I do too. You ever been in any of them creameries near Meliburg?
Yes. I went all through one about a week ago.
The Johnson boys still work there?
Which one? Tom?
No, Freddy.
Freddy quit the day before I went there.
Oh. Was that a Wednesday?
Friday.
You ever plant any rice?
No, I never did. You see the light in that big apartment house over there? Up about six floors?
Sure, I see it.
I think I'll go up and answer the phone. Hello? No, they went out to Bill's sisters. Couldn't say exactly, but I don't think you should wait for them to come in. Yeah, that's right. You'd have a rather long wait. You see, the pavement's pretty wet tonight, and their car is going to skid off into a tree. Yes, all of them. Even the baby. The car will catch fire. Yes, just 10 minutes from now. It doesn't matter how I know. I'm sorry. Good night. Oh, it feels good to get some fresh air again.
Hey, look, buddy. You know them three guys back there?
Which?
Them back there at their candy store. They've been following you ever since you left your house.
They have? How do you know?
How do you suppose?
And why were you following me?
I didn't have nothing else to do.
Maybe they feel the same way.
But I ain't packing no gun like they are.
Okay. Thanks. I'll wait until they come up. Hello, boys. Anything I can do for you?
Not a thing.
What'd he tell you?
Who? What did who tell me?
The guy you were just talking to.
Oh. Why, he said you three were following me.
He told you that, huh?
Come on, Spool. The first thing you know, he'll give us a slip.
Right, the dirty rat.
What's he done to you?
If we wanted you to know, Dickie Boyd, we'd tell you.
Cripes. Out like a light.
Why'd you hit him?
I don't like to be called Dickie Bird. Pick up your friend and get on your way.
Why, you, we ought to plug you.
You can't very well do that with empty revolvers.
Empty? Now, how the...
Come on, let's get out of here.
So long, Tinkin, Sloan, and O'Malley.
Wait a minute. How'd you know our names?
Are they?
Gee, say, them ain't our names.
That reminds me. Let's walk up and look around in the sky a bit. We'd better get back down, I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you mind if I talk to you?
Not at all. But perhaps we should get in somewhere out of the rain. There's a lunchroom just across the street.
No, I like it here. I don't want to go anywhere where there's light, where people can see me.
But why?
I'm ugly. I've nothing to live for now. Everything, all of it, our plans, the life we could have had together.
Does he know where you are?
No.
Well, don't you think...
No, no. He must never know. It would kill him if he knew.
But if he loves you...
Love. How long do you think his love would last? When he...
When did this happen?
4 months ago. I was moving a plate glass mirror in my apartment. I fell and the glass...
Can't the doctors help you? There have been some wonderful developments in surgery during the past few years.
No. Nothing can be done. Please, please don't light your cigarette.
I see.
Now are you satisfied?
But why?
Do you begin to understand now why I can't go back to him? Why I can't?
Why did you lie to me? Why did you tell me your face was scarred, disfigured?
I knew it was useless to talk to you. No one can understand. Blind. You're blind.
Catch him. Get him.
Yeah.
I got him. Give us a hand, man.
Who are you? What do you want?
My body lies over the ocean. My body lies over the sea.
My darling,
I am your
wake up, baby.
Lies over the ocean. Bring back my body.
What'd I tell you?
All right, don't let it squawk. My body lies over the ocean.
Okay, Bob. Here we are. Get out.
Here we are, right back where we started from. I wonder what they're doing over there.
Here, be careful, keep off. Stand back. You want to get hurt?
But what's that for, that machine with all the big gold pipes?
Why, it is a melt-o-gram. Here, watch. Look what we can make it do. Now listen. There, didn't I tell you?
But what use is it?
What use is it? Did you ever hear a machine laugh before?
No, I suppose not. It's funny what people will do. The great things and the dirty little things. Come live with me and be my love. And we will all the pleasures prove that hills and valleys, dales and fields, or woods or steepy mountain yields. And we will sit upon the rocks and see the shepherds feed their flocks by shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. And I will make thee beds of roses and a thousand fragrant posies, a cap of flowers, and a kirtle embroidered all with leaves of myrtle. A gown made of the finest wool, which from our pretty lambs we pull. Fair lined slippers for the cold, with buckles of the purest gold.
That's all right. I don't know what it is, but I can't. Like
come on now, move along there. Go on down the street for Harlequin now. Come on.
A belt of straw and ivy buds, with coral clasps and amber studs. And if these pleasures may thee move, come live with me and be my love. The shepherd swains shall dance and sing for thy delight each May morning. If these delights thy mind may move, then live with me and be my love.
Hey, another one, huh?
Yeah, you should know that one.
Death! be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor death. Nor yet canst thou kill me. From rest and sleep, which but thy picture be, much pleasure. Then from thee much more must flow. And soonest our best men with thee do go. Rest of their bones and souls' delivery. Thou art slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell, and poppy or charms can make no sleep as well and better than thy stroke. Why swell'st thou then? One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die. I'd like to be off somewhere listening to the ocean right now. I'm going to swim out to that rock there. I'll enjoy being alone, sort of tasting the juices of the night.
Nice out here, huh?
Huh? Oh, what are you doing out on this rock in the ocean?
I live here.
You live here?
Yeah, for a long time now. Got sort of tired of things on shore. Always the same. Men and women doing the same stupid things over and over. And the noise of the city. Ah, it's good out here. Listen to her beating in. Just feel that good, clean power surging in from the dark. She's driving in. She knows what she wants. There's no hero or devil on earth can talk back to her. Your little cardboard Napoleon. Bah! Come on in, girl! Roll them under!
she'll be moving in here like a beautiful queen. But all the little pains and deaths and conquests we know are forgotten.
I know exactly what you mean.
I think we need more love in the world, more understanding.
I want to know you, what you believe, what you feel, what things, among all the things you've heard about and known, mean something to you. We were not meant to be strangers to each other. We have the same fears, the same hopes, joys, and sorrows. We must not be suspicious. We must learn to love each other. If one man fails to believe, then there can be no faith in the world. For all men are finally one man. You. Me. We cannot stand apart from each other. I am coming into your house with my hand outstretched. I am your friend. Do not be afraid of me.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshop presentation of The City Wears a Slouch Hat. A radio play, his first, by the distinguished American writer Kenneth Patchen. The orchestra of sound players was under the direction of John Cage, who composed the special score. In the cast were Madeline Grayson, Jonathan Hull, John Larkin, Frank Dane, Forrest Lewis, and Les Tremaine, who played the voice. Les Mitchell directed. The Columbia Workshop today originated at WBBM Chicago. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today's programme started with The City Wears a Slouch Hat, first broadcast in 1942, not on Resonance, of course, by artist and poet Kenneth Patchen, with a soundtrack by John Cage. The next track is called Are You Tracking Me by William Burroughs, recorded in 1965, which combines radio cut-ins with Burroughs reading from his own work. This track from the 3-CD anthology Real English Tea Made Here lasts 44 minutes, so this will have to be curtailed at 3:30.
He doesn't care about flavor. Watch it. He spotted us.
He's getting away.
Hop into my custom-built grocery cart. This button releases a smoke screen out the back.
The name is Clem Snide. I am a private eye. I will take any identity, anybody. I will do anything difficult, dangerous, or downright dirty for a price.
me from the grocery cart and knocking down Gold Noodle at the checkout counter? We at Prince Macaroni have an expression for that.
What is it?
We call it using the old noodle.
I was afraid that was it. 3 dozen eggs when you buy Prince Egg Noodles. Get details at your...
Now, try this. Take a walk, a bus, a taxi. Do a few jerry errands in these foreign suburbs here. And who do you think was the first agent on the golf course? Smell hell? Quite by chance, the same stranger here? Outside agent call.
Soft as a raindrop, fresh as the sea.
Bought paregoric, audible click, wall there. Excrement, recall you have 10 minutes here. See this hand calling time? You now have 8 minutes. Telescope. Keep it steady to focus date of death on the road to Spain. Residencia, Madrid. Number 23, Calle de los Desamparados.
Si les gusta el verdadero sabor de antaño en la cerveza, escuchen, amigos.
The phone rang. An inquiry from the Dutch consulate. Yes? I don't quite understand. What? Yes? No, not on a tourist visa. He glanced down at the slip. Name? J. Kelly. No, only on a residence visa. Purpose of visit? Identity. Now, what in the hell does that mean? God, not a lost passport. You're quite welcome. He replaced the receiver and flicked the switch. I will see Mr. Kelly now. Canada. Yes, definitely. No one expects anything to happen in Canada. ...23 killed in Montreal apartment blast. Montreal, March 1st. Residents in the area said they noticed the heavy... sweet taste and smell of natural gas before the blast wrecked the 40 apartment, 3-story red brick building on St. Clement Street. Well, my boy, you put your trick in the dark room. Concealed wheel spin, the world reshapes. Just time, just time, just time. Always need a peg to hang it on, the way it will be. Show you 1,000 years chewing the same argument around and around, birth and death. Have to kill the audience every few years to keep them in their seats. Heh, heh, heh. Just an old showman. Hung up 4 hours in Miami Airport, a tick ahead of the Geigers. Death takes over the game. So many actors, buildings, and stars laid flat. Pieces of finance over the golf course.
France when the ship docked. It was not until the ship entered Southampton, England, the following month, that the theft was discovered. Law officials from 4 countries joined in trying to crack the case. In springtime, a young man's passion can turn to violence. And so a buckle manufacturing plant foreman is hospitalized, the victim of a bullet and a beating. It happened when a 17-year-old husband got the idea.
Gongs of violence and how? Show you something. Berserk machine. Readers of the Daily Express, loud and clear now. Yale professor is held as spy. Somewhere in Moscow, said custody. This is the 4th lesson. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the 4th lesson. Artist told, house must come down. Let it come down, it's full of holes. All these houses leak in winter. My old friend Reeves had his roof fixed 3 times and it still leaks. This is a store. This store is in New York. This is a big store.
I can ring for you now.
The big store, the big con. Maya, Maya, Maya. Illusion. So, hung up 4 hours in Miami Airport, a tick ahead of the Geigers. only work here. You'll have to talk to the boss. Metal sickness is no joke. A few more cases. Are your roast beef sandwiches hot? Sandwiches are cold. She said it heavy and cold as a cop's blackjack on a winter night. And laid out a thin sandwich on the counter soaked through with cold, wet lettuce. Are you tracking me? I am survivor of the ill-fated Flight 52. Had not thought Death Magazine 52 had undone so many. Emergency exit. Walk, don't run. Flight 52, Sunday, January 24th, 1965, out of West Palm for New York. Ladies and gentlemen, please keep your seats. There's been a slight delay. Ladies and gentlemen, Flight 52 has been canceled. We will connect you with Flight 4 in Miami.
Rather, when a portion of a flood wall buckled, pitching sandbags on top of them, these workers, ranging in age from 12 to 18, have been taken to a hospital, their injuries undetermined. The WMCA weatherscope fare quite cool tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Clark welcomes you aboard.
Temperature after this message.
Sir, you are the proud owner of a 65 Rambler?
Yes, proud.
Would you tell our friends out there what prompted you to go Rambler in 65?
Sitting in your living room, all nice and cozy, family pictures, and there is old Arch and Plumline standing there with the cold spring news writ all over him.
All saxophone, all reed orchestra. So it can be done both ways. But Finley has got an orchestra he's got to make.
Nobody rightly knew where Arch come from. He just seemed to blow in with a 29 tornado when all the records went up, name and address, and wasn't nothing for it but to survey the county, and they called Arch in to do the job.
First, by decree of the Rangoon government, the Burmese say the replacement of paper money now in use also will protect against forgery.
It turned out a heap of folk didn't own what they thought after the big survey.
Dollars in cash prizes every week. No essays, no jingles, no puzzles, just money. Enter the Daily News World's Fair Contest today.
W-H-N.
One day. What's that? He said. It must be a
the north at 5 miles per hour.
Now, the man did the survey was Arch Bain. For quite some years, wasn't a less like man in this valley than old Arch. Always surveying somebody's assets out from under him. Café de los Extroneros, I told the driver. Get moving while you still have tires. The American consulate, Consulado Americano.
Ramito, y ya con ustedes, ese gran intérprete de la música típica puertorriqueña, Ramito.
Sí, mis queridos amigos, ya lo dijimos, Ramito va a estar en un instante con ustedes, pero antes aquí hay un mensaje.
Esta noche de 9 a 10...
The photograph is out of focus. I lay out a C-note on the table. Would this bring it in focus? Perhaps tal vez per tetra?
Está desempeñando una buena labor como gobernador.
Two, I take Marichal. Today I would.
Okay, can I try on Estampo?
Raskin says no.
No, it is confused and it says no.
About a call when you can win some. Go ahead if it'll make you feel better, throw.
Oh, go ahead, that happens for trying.
And Jacob Shimon.
Ed.
And Chop, what in the same breath, but I...
Association playoffs, the Boston Celtics move closer.
Three boys at the bar with king-size wristwatches. The purr of a jaguar in greedy young throats, star sapphires glinting from dark eyes.
Hasta su agonía, la noche.
September song drifting from the loudspeaker. Do you have the time, sir?
You don't have to pay.
How many years Russell has left?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't notice that his play has slowed up that much at all.
Old farmer's almanac on the back porch of his farm. Are you tracking me? Know who I am?
At all. Thank you for your call.
Bill?
Good to talk to you. Yes.
I just like to ask you about the playoffs. Last night when LA played Boston was
My gilt-edged stuff and those dirty rats have tuned in. Look out for him. Street crowds in Baghdad rising from the typewriter. Mr. Martin smiles. Yep, it's all here in the gray room. All the old names waiting. Saddest of all movies. Just listen to them. This is the way the world ends. Voices frosted on the glass.
Strike hard at the Viet Cong, please.
This is Art Van Horn, ABC New York, with the latest news from ABC Radio. In the top of the news, Secretary Rusk on the Peking threat. Youngster.
Perhaps tomorrow, typhoid hints in Switzerland.
In a moment, details.
This is...
Smell of sickness in the room. Switzerland, Panama City, machine guns in Baghdad.
Changes in radio technique and equipment are certainly improvements over the old days.
Pieces of finance on the evening wind. 10 shares in Buenos Aires. Mr. Martin smiles.
Anyway, and so the publicity did no harm to his chance for a fair trial. But those seen...
Old names waiting. Last adios out of focus.
Legal profession, there has been talk about it ever since. The question was, and...
Otherwise, there simply isn't a week. No one thinks anything can happen drinking a glass of port.
How badly the laws are being enforced.
For God's sakes, I already took the picture.
But beyond that, it gets fuzzy and difficult.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
To be arrested in total privacy, but he can hope...
But really, darling, that was long ago. Allowing I had to do it every now and then.
Detailed and so inflammatory that when...
So many actors and so little coffee. Death in Sweden, or was it Switzerland? Stayed all day, three a week.
Anymore. It's washed in your driveway, outside of your door. There's always that flunky, wherever you're seen. Glad he keeps your windshield nice and clean.
Films muttering, petulantly beached to a ghost morning. Why bring old names?
Probably whispering love words in your ear. Telling little lies you long to hear. Yes, I see someone hanging around you all the time. Looking silly as can be. Glad it isn't me hanging around you all the time.
That's Big Burley right there. Burl Ives and his latest, and someone hanging around you all the time.
Are you tracking me? Know who I am?
As well, and this is the last farewell with Bill Justice in the group.
Captain Clark welcomes you aboard. Remote dawn over backyards and ash pits, shadow cars, wind faces. You've come to where I finished carrying a .22 rifle. Do you begin to see there is no boy there? I have told you, the scouting party came to a windy street, half buried in sand, transitory halting place here in this mutilated phantom. Tuesday telescope, keep it steady to focus the date of death on the road to Spain.
A full-size family swimming pool. Adult depth millionaires.
September 17th, my memory serves. Old Judge Ferris was president of the Belle Reve Country Club at the time. Dove into what used to be the old swimming pool. Come up in the Widow Green septic tank and close the club right there.
Stratford. Purchase a full-size top-line family pool now and make the first payment in July. Take 3 years to pay and get a $49.95 utility shed absolutely free. This top-lying family pool has a strong galvanized frame with a heavy...
He decided and dove into the second GPM. Come up in the old septic tank, kind of cool and clean, if it had been there. Are you tracking me? I am a survivor of the ill-fated Flight 52, Sunday, January 24th, 1965, out of West Palm for New York. I had not thought Death Magazine 52 had undone so many. It was called Lost Flight.
Now.
Oh, Susanna.
Sure. Oh, Susanna, composed when P. Ballantyne and Sons was 8 years old. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try Ballantyne beer. Come to the Birthday Blowout where you buy your beer. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
Come from Louisiana, didn't have a banjo on my knee, though. Had a little Cajun. Here's Mr. Automatic, Marvin Gaye. Hit up.
Well, so you're looking for the Bellevue Hotel, are you, young man? Used to be the Belle Reve Country Club. At one time, you can still see the old golf course, kind of run down now. Now, that building was tore down around 1910, if my memory serves. Used to be right opposite Jed's old livery stable on Market Street. When it wasn't Market Street then, it was just Mark Street, after the survey line run right through there. Turned out a heap of folk didn't know what they thought after the big survey. Plane was called. Captain Clark welcomes you aboard.
Republicans and many Democrats.
Good start, I'm sure.
Yo soy de esos que no saben llorar.
Some things I find myself doing, I'll just pack in, is all. My brother, Joe Kelly, is dead. He died 5 years ago.